Well, Toronto's Super Summer of 2015 is in full swing. The Pan Am Games, just 15 days away. The world-renowned Pride Parade is this weekend. And with our city in the spotlight, Mayor Tory joins us live in studio to chat with our political affairs specialist, John Stahl. Good morning, Mayor Tory, and nice rainbow tie, by the way.
Thank you, and they match my socks, I should say. I won't go any further than that, but, but I do have matching socks and tie for Pride just to celebrate the occasion.
Big difference between you and Rob Ford this year. Everybody's talking about it. Of course, you're supporting this with such enthusiasm. No cottage for you at all in this July 1st week?
No, I've supported it for years, though, because I think it's, first of all, it's loads of fun. So anybody who has any misapprehensions about what it is, it's just fun. It's a celebration of kind of who we are and how we live here. And so nobody should have any hang-ups about it. And to me, it's I'm shocked it's even newsworthy that the mayor would attend this thing because, you know, you're the mayor of the whole city, and this is one of our biggest celebrations, if not the biggest, and the most fun.
Well, how do you explain to somebody who does have an issue with it?
You mean, how do I explain why they don't come?
We're in a city of 6 million people. I mean, I guess Rob Ford isn't the only one. I'm just asking.
Well, no, I just say to them, come on down and try it out. And you'll find out that it's a celebration of kind of who we are and accepting each other and just having fun. And there's nothing else to it that's kind of, you know, lurks in the background in some shadowy, I mean, it's insane. But anyway, we're all going to have fun this weekend, and those who choose to come. And that's the great thing about Canada, too. You can choose to come to the parade or not, but I'm choosing to go with enthusiasm.
Well, you're a businessman. We've always talked about the economic benefit of these things coming to Toronto. Of course, we've got the Pan Am Games coming up in 3 weeks. It was so you earlier this week, you know, to rant against those who are being pessimistic about the games.
What is it about this place we live in here? I mean, that there was a story I was telling earlier on about an American and a Canadian standing outside on a beautiful day, and the American says, what a great day it is, and the Canadian goes, it can't last. You know, we got to get positive. This is going to be a great event. There's going to be great athletes from 41 countries. They're going to be in sport. There's a whole festival around it that's sort of as big as Pride for this 1 year. Mm-hmm. So let's get positive, and let's sort of, you know, say Toronto's going to put on a great show instead of bemoaning things and saying the sun won't come up. And the traffic, you know what? You got the best traffic reporter in the world right here at 680, and he's going to help keep people moving, and the province has made the best plans they can for this. It'll be okay, and the games will be great.
Well, I'm not going to be part of the Debbie Downer Club, but I got a job to do here. I mean, you got the Hotel Association and the hoteliers in downtown Toronto today saying they're a little bit disappointed that they have as many rooms still available as they thought they would. The Renaissance Downtown saying they got about 600,000 budget off. And we're 3 weeks out. I don't know. Is there
anything? You see, John, I think that this negative, narrative that we've built up is contributing to that. Instead of, you know, and so people will read clippings even in papers in Brazil or somewhere saying, well, the people in Toronto are all down about this. And they'll say, well, maybe I won't go. So, look, I think there are going to be hotel rooms booked in the next number of days. I think there's going to be tickets sold. And I think it's going to be a great festival. And we should show the world, the Pan-American world, what a great show we can put on here, just like we do with Pride.
Well, it will be different 3 weeks from now. We'll have the traffic here. We'll have the enthusiasm. How are we going to measure from the economic side now, from the business side? How is the cost benefit of Pride and Pan Am going to be measured, quantified, and assessed after the fact?
Let's start with the fact that down at the bottom of by the lake, there's going to be a fantastic new neighborhood. You could go and see it today.
Right,
it's gorgeous, and there's going to be people living there 6 months after the games. They have to repurpose the buildings. And you're going to have some fantastic new facilities in the city, which we should have had. You know, the Aquatic Center in Scarborough, if people haven't seen it, it's open to the public. It has been for 6 months. It's an incredibly beautiful, wonderful facility we should have in a city like this. And then you go from there to just talking about the fact that the exposure the city gets in countries that are important to us economically, Brazil, Mexico, and so on. And so it's very hard to measure these things. But the bottom line is, and by the way, we got a train going to the airport. Yeah, and I tell you, if we hadn't had these games, they'd still be debating what the route of the train time it should leave. And we've got the train going. And there's stuff like that that just doesn't happen if you don't have these events.
So those are that's the benefit of these events.
I think they are. And I think they're big. And I think we should get over being negative about it and just say, hey, you know, we got some stuff done, finally. I mean, I'm all about trying to get stuff done in the city. And believe you me, it's hard. And if you have these games, the show must go on.
Would you be supportive of another Olympic bid?
Well, let's see how the Pan Am Games go. I'm not one of those people who just says yes as a matter of, you know, needing something to do after the Pan Am Games are over. We've got lots to do. Let's see how these go. And then we can see whether another international event is something we should be doing. But it does give you a new deadline then to get some stuff done, transit on the waterfront and stuff like that. So we'll see.
Okay. Good to see you.
Thanks. Happy Pride.